Okay, Rabbi Say, let's learn very briefly, but before we present some share today, I just want to thank you. In terms of, for me, this has been a pretty successful Zman, in the sense of, I think we learned Shabbos quite well. And the reason why I was able to learn well was because there were Talmid Makshivim. Because of you, because you were paying attention and you learned, and we were speaking and learning in the Beis Medrash, whether about Hilchos Shabbos or about other topics, which is also very important. I think, in theory, I would have liked to learn more, but I'm always more ambitious about what I will accomplish over the course of this month than what I actually accomplished. And looking back, Lamaisa, we did Bishul B'Shabbos, we did the vast majority of the Malachos on Shabbos. So at least those Malachos which are Lamaisa, those Malachos have come up, we did the vast majority of them. I think we covered most of the Shilas. We might be somewhat more confused than we were before we started, but sometimes that's a good thing, because that just means that you can hear multiple possibilities, and Emir Hashem, I hope that when you get routine Hilchos Shabbos Shilas, you'll know the positions of the major poskim, and you'll know what to do. And when you get more complicated Shilas, you'll be able to think it through, and you'll be able to get a mahalach in terms of what can be said about that particular issue. So that itself is very important. Let's resume our limud of the Malach of Tzoveya. If you remember, we noted in the Gemara in Daf Ayin Hey that this machluk is between Rav and Shmuel, whether Shochet is chayiv mishum Tzoveya or not. Shmuel says you're only chayiv for Netilas Neshama, you're not chayiv for Tzoveya. And Rav says you're chayiv for Tzoveya. Now, why would Shmuel disagree with Rav? Why does Shmuel assume that there's no Tzoveya, right? L'cha'ora, the Gemara defends Rav, and the Gemara says, Nichole delitvis beis ha-shchita, that you're happy that the beis ha-shchita looks redder. Why would Shmuel disagree? And the Rambam paskind against Rav. The Rambam passes like Shmuel, which means for the Rambam, you're not chayiv mishum Tzoveya. So what is the cheshbin? So last time we learned, we presented a cheshbin, presented I think four different cheshbonos, but one cheshbon that we presented is that maybe the Rambam is saying fundamentally ein Tzoveya ba'ochlim. Right? The fact that the Rambam holds that you're not chayiv mishum Tzoveya might be because, right, when you shecht an animal, that animal has a din of an ochel, and maybe the approach of the Shabbalei Halakat, b'shem the Sefer Yerayim, that ein tzviya ba'ochlin is to be accepted ledina. That is a mahalach that we presented. And then we noted that when you look in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Shin Chaf, writes categorically that ein tzveya ba'ochlim, and the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe here in Shin Chaf, the Ramah says that we pask in this way because there's a raya from the Gemara on Kuf Mem. The Gemara on Kuf Mem says, right, we had the Gemara Kuf Mem that I put the egg into a mustard something or another, and it's Oselo Mare, right? That's the Lashon HaGemara, actually. Eino Ose Ela Legavin. You're doing it for a color, right? And if you're doing it for a color, so shouldn't there be a malach of tzoveya? Zozayin, that there's no malach of borer. That's why it appears at the end of Shin Mem, right? There's no malach of borer. We have a number of mahalchim that we gave in terms of maybe it's ochel from ochel, etc. But why would there not be tzoveya? So that is a very strong kasha, lechaora. Why should there not be tzoveya? This is the Darkei Moshe's kasha. This kasha is especially strong because there is a school of thought among poskim that la halacha were choshesh for yesh tzoveya ba'ochlin. No? There's a school of thought among poskim This school of thought among poskim is found in the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer basically paskins that yesh tzoveya ba'ochlan. He writes at the end of Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Avnei Nezer, he says, since the opinion that ein tzoveya ba'ochlan is based on shebalei halakha b'shem ha'yireyim, but if you look inside in the Sefer ha'yireyim, you see that the Yireyim doesn't say that. So, and the Tosis Rib on our Gemara asks Akasha, shouldn't there be a din of ein tzoveya ba'ochlan? And the Tosis Rib answers, no. When we talk about gedulei karka, that's a significant category, but ochal is not a significant category. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer is choshesh that yesh tzoveya ba'ochlan ledina. And not only is it an Avnei Nezer who's choshesh yesh tzoveya ba'ochlan ledina, but Maron Reb Yisroel Meir Hakayin Kagan, in his classical work on Hilchos Shabbos called the Mishneh Brura, the Chafetz Chaim is choshesh yesh tzoveya ba'ochlan. No? Where is this Chafetz Chaim? Where is this Mishneh Brura? So it's a famous Mishneh Brura that we learned last semester in Shin Yud Ches Sif Kotin Lamed Tes, the long Mishneh Brura about how to make tea on Shabbos. So the Mishneh Brura over there writes that you should put the tea scents in first and then put the mayim on top of it. No? The Mishneh Brura writes that you should put the tea scents in first and then put the, yeah, it's Samach Dalet, I Samach Dalet in the Shar HaTziyun. Like Shin Yud Ches, Mishneh Brura Sifkat Lamed Tes, Shar HaTziyun O Samach Dalet, Yitain HaEssence HaTzolim Letoch HaKos, right? And it comes a Kli Sheni, and then afterwards you add Od Rospin. Why? Because, right, in that way you avoid the problem of Ein Tzviya Ba'eichon. If you would put the water first, so then there'd be a chashash of tzoveya. But by putting the other way first, so it's not a problem. Right? Look at Oy Samach Dal and Oy Samach Hey. Oy Samach Hey says, when the essence that is hot, etc., you should pour the mayim into the essence. Lochush das hachoshishim letzviya. Put the colored water in first. Now, that means that Mishneh Brura is choshish for tzoveya somehow. And if you're choshish for tzoveya, how do you deal with this Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara is worried, where the Gemara says that you're allowed to put the beitza in the misanenes shel chardo? That's our question.
We dealt with this already in Eretz Yisrael. But how do we deal with the fact that the essence might be that it's not in the gamay of the double lock?
So again, so the Mishneh Brura says that it should really be hot in the ideal sort of way. In terms of Nitzdan and Legamrei, so once it's in a Kli Sheni, so you could be you can combine the fact that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel with those opinions that something that was already cooked once, there's Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, even though it's Lach. What? I'm doing Iroi, I think he's assuming I'm not doing Iroi from a Kli Rishon directly. You're not doing Iroi directly from a Kli Rishon. No, no, no. Right, that would be a problem, I think.
Right.
Right?
So you should put the hot water into the Kli Sheni and then put it into the
I think so. So what's the pshat? So look at the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim writes that the reason why Beitz Olatok Misanenes Shochardol is okay is because the Rambam learns that Gemara in Kuf Mem that you are not really dyeing anything. What you're really doing is you are just cleaning and purifying the egg itself. I don't think for the Rambam, the Beitza, that's the Lashon HaGemara, that your kavana is ligavein. What does ligavein mean? So usually we think ligavein means that you want the egg to color the chardol. But maybe the pshat is what the Rambam says. Not that the egg will color the chardal, but that the egg will be purified. You won't have impurities in the egg. Eino osa ala gavein means that you want to remove all the impurities from the egg. Now, la halacha in terms of ein soiveya ba'eichlin, so the Bir Halacha quotes that the Nishmasan is mefakpek on this din. It's based on our Gemara of Shochet is going to be Chayiv Mishum Soiveya. And then he quotes at the Arzarua Tainas that we're talking about being Soveya the Or, not the Soveya the Basar. And Or is not an Ochel. Right? The Arzarua says that you are not dyeing the meat, you're dyeing the leather. And therefore, it's not going to be in it's not going to be included in the rules of Ein Seiveya Ba'eichlin. And fundamentally, we could say that Yesh Seiveya Ba'eichlin, perhaps. And we also mentioned that the Chacham Tzvi has an approach that it doesn't have the din of Ochel because of the dam, and that was questionable. Because l'cha'ira, dam just makes it a tray food, not that it makes it no food. Now, one other ha'ara here, in terms of Ein Soveya Ba'ochlan. Pri Megadim writes, and I think this is actually accepted. Mochre yash umei dvash. Are they allowed to put the color into it in order to sell it? So he writes, since the konim is nichol hu bekach, so it's going to be usher. Dome de shochet b'shabbos. I get the impression from the Prima Gadim, I'm not sure what he means, but ein seveya ba'eichlin means if I want to just dye my food, or my kavana is to eat the food, then I'm not worried about seveya. But if my kavana is to sell it, then there is an iser of seveya. You have to figure out why you're doing it. If I eat gefilte fish and I stick it into the red charein on Shabbos, so then I'll say in Soveya Ba'eichlan. But when I am dyeing whiskey in order to sell it, so then my kavana really is that I want the color. So then Bekahai Gavna, it's going to be Aser. Now, what does he mean? Does he mean whenever your kavana is that you want the color, it's Aser? Right? In which case, using food coloring on Shabbos would be Aser also? Because there your kavana is you want the color. Or does the Prima Gadim mean only when your kavana is to sell it, then it's aser? Right? So he writes, Yesh lomar d'chaye kisha osa gavin b'mashgon sheyish sheyiknu mimenu. Right? If I want the people to buy from it, then it's going to be mamish aser. And that might be what our Gemara means. That there's no categorical rule that ein seiveya ba'eichlin. In our case, nichole de letvis beis hashchita, right? I want the beis hashchita to be redder so that people will buy it. My kavana is I bedafka want the color. In that situation, it's usar. As opposed to kavana when it's la'achila, in that situation, it's mutter. When I add... right, when I add charein to the fish, one could argue that that's going to be mutter. But if my kavana is to sell it, then it's usser. I'm still mesupik somewhat about adding red wine into the white wine for Leil HaSeder. That is a little bit of a gray area within the Prima Gadim. Let me hear from Ari, who's had his hand up.
In what situation would it ever be mutter?
Again, the shaila is not would it be mutter midirabbanan, but whether min ha-Torah will become an iser of tzeveya, or whether min ha-Torah will become an iser, right? So the Prima Gadim will assume because your kavan is to sell it, so that makes it an iser de oraisa of tzeveya, right? But if my kavan is not to sell it, so then one could argue that it might be a heter of ein seiveya ba'eichlin. Yesh la'at, what this really means, which is fascinating, is that the kavanas ha'oseh changes the malacha. If I want the color as a color, then it's asr. If I don't want the color as a color, so then it could be it is mutter. Ari, follow up.
When you add color to food to eat it, isn't that Adam Sky anyway?
Whoa. Not sure. I'm not sure because if Einay Miskayim means, we'll talk about this in a few minutes. I think the Chaya Adam in the first Nishmas Adam in Klal Chaf Dalet agrees with you that that's called Einay Miskayim. But we already discussed the Svara that it might only be called Einay Miskayim when you have like Inspector Gadget, that the thing disintegrates on its own. But if it is only Einay Miskayim because I will eat it, one could argue that's called Miskayim. Now, I know that there's a Tshuvas HaRambam that is quoted in Shin Mem, right, about the cookies, right, and eating those cookies, and whether that's called mochek, etc. I understand that, but one can certainly argue the svara that maybe there's a different hagdar of Einay Miskayim by kosher and by anything else precisely on this nakuda, which is something that we spoke about in our youth from the Megillah Sefer. Yeah, Chazan.
So
I don't know if it's a psik ratio or if it's a real mind. You're saying it's a psik ratio because I'm intending to eat it.
Yeah. So
at least Malacha Shein Tzricha Gufa. Again, Malacha Shein Tzricha Gufa, maybe we have to deal with the Rambam. Is it a psik ratio? Perhaps one could argue in that direction. But to be matir entirely based on rules of Ein Sovei Abba Eichlin is an easier way. Right? Out of psik ratio, we'd have to deal with like klolim. It's not so pashat. Not as pashat as saying categorically that Ein Tzvi Abba Eichlin. Yeah.
No, so I want to say if you want to invoke psik ratio of Nihalei, then the whole case of Tzvi Abba Eichlin is the case where you want to sell it. Where you want to sell it,
or you badafka want the color.
Yeah.
The problem is that the Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph, about Eino Osa El Gavin, right? Unless you learn like that Rambam, it sounds like your kavone is for the tzeva, right? Oh, let's go weiter, gentlemen. There is a, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Chaf Sef Chaf, that when you eat strawberries, Zachary Zahir, that you shouldn't touch with your dirty hands on the begadim or the mappa because of tzeveya. But if you tzeveya pito b'mashke, less one, but because ain tzeveya ba'eichlen. We mentioned that the Darkei Moshe has a kula over here, that the Darkei Moshe says, no, maybe we can be mako because it is Sevilla in a way that is Derech Lichlach. No? He quotes from the Sefer Agur that Derech Lichlach is going to be Mutter. For some reason, this does not make it to the Ramah over here. Not only does it not make it to the Ramah over here, we see a parallel din at the end of Shin Chaf Ches. In Shin Chaf Ches, Se'if Memches, it's talking about when you have a maka that's bleeding, right? So it's aser lahaniach beger on maka, which is yotzi mimenu dam, shadam yitzba also, right? Now l'chori that's derech lichluch, right? So you get the impression that seviyo derech lichluch is aser, although the Magen Avraham quotes from the Radvaz in the tshuva that there's a chumra yisera, and fundamentally seviyo derech lichluch is mutter, but the Magen Avraham himself writes that we should answer Tzviya Derech Lechluch because in Simin Shin Bey's Sif Yud, Kibus Derech Lechluch, if I want to walk through a dirty river, that my begodim will become dirtier because of the river, so that's Kibus Derech Lechluch. And Kibus Derech Lechluch, says the Magen Avraham, since there are some who aser Kibus Derech Lichluch, so we should certainly aser Tzoveya Derech Lichluch. Ad kan Divrei HaMagen Avraham. The Eliyarabba, however, disagrees with the Magen Avraham. And the Eliyarabba says, first of all, look there in Shin Bei Sif Yud. Look there carefully. The Rambam writes, "Ein lachush laza." You shouldn't be choshesh about washing with dirty water, because the lo amrinan shriyas zav, the lo amrinan shriyas beged zehu kibuso b'kahai gavna the ein zarak derech lichluch. If it's derech lichluch, so it's going to be mutter. And then he writes, the Rambam writes something to the effect of, and this is the minhag. No, Rambam writes. V'chein no hagen means this is the minig. So that your rabbi says that he doesn't understand the Rambam's kasha. He doesn't understand the Magen Avraham's kasha, because the Magen Avraham is saying that if kibbutz derech lichluch is aser, so also shriyas beged derech lichluch is also aser. But frek the your rabbi lemaisa, we're mekel on shriyas beged derech lichluch. Lemaisa, the minig is lahakel. Lemaisa, the Eliyarabba. The Eliyarabba says that you should only be mekel on this if you don't have an alternative.
Who says this?
The Eliyarabba, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chaf Sifkat in Nuntes says, by solvei a derech lichluch, you can be mako with e'ef shalol lizaher. So if you have a wound and you have nothing else besides a beged to put on the wound, so e'ef shalol be'inyanachay could be mako. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But if not, you should be machmir on solvei a derech lichluch. Now the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Beis, the Alter Rebbe tainas that maybe this entire Isser, when it is Derech Lichluch, is only if it's Dover Shadargo Litzboa. If it's something that's not Dargo Litzboa, something that is not normally dyed, so there's not going to be an Isser. And the Alter Rebbe brings a raya from Isha Hamisakenes Beged Lindusa. Right, today women wear pants, but they used to have a beged that they'd put on. You'd put like a cloth, right, so that your begadim don't become dirty with the dam nidam. Shouldn't there be tzoveya with that? Shouldn't there be tzoveya? So Zaka Alter Rebbe, right, obviously there's not tzoveya, because there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about whether you're allowed to go out into Rosh Hasharabim with this beged. No one discusses, should we also out tzoveya? So the Alter Rebbe says that his opinion is that the only time the Osrim of Derech Lichluch would say it's Osir is only with Beged Shadarko Litzboa. Something that's not Darko Litzboa is not going to be Osir Ki Huzeh. This is actually a tremendous kula in terms of all of these dinim. For example, in the Orchos Shabbos in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Samach Aleph, and the footnotes over there, he talks about, according to the Alter Rebbe, this whole din in Shulchan Aruch, that when your hands are red from cherries, you shouldn't wipe it on the beged. That's only if it's a beged that's Derech Litzboa. Any beged that's not Derech Litzboa is going to be... any beged that's not Derech Litzboa is going to be... Mutter. Now, the Avni Nezer in Simen Kuf Ayin He agrees fundamentally that something that's not Dargo Litzboa is going to be Mutter. But he says that that's only if the Etzem HaBeged is not Dargo Litzboa. If it's a regular Beged, and I just decide to use this Beged in an Ofen that's not Dargo Litzboa, so then it would still be Usur for the Avni Nezer. There seems to be a few rayas to this yesod. It says in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Daled, right? In Shin Lamed Daled, there's a discussion. Let's say there's a fire. Your tablecloth catches on fire on Shabbos. So what you're supposed to do is not pour water. If you pour water on the tablecloth, that's going to be usur al shriyasu zel kibusai. But you pour red wine on your tablecloth to put out the fire. I shouldn't have chosesh for tzaveya. Shouldn't have chosesh for tzaveya. So, why is there no chashash of tzaveya? Someone could answer, there's no chashash of tzaveya according to the Alter Rebbe, because this is a dover that's not darko litzboa. And if it's derech lichluch, by not darko litzboa, that for sure is going to be mutter. And that heter, I think, seems to be miruvach. That heter seems to make sense. Let's go weiter. Let's talk about a few other shaylos. Yes?
What do we have nowadays that is derech lichluch?
I would say a plain white sheet, right? Or plain white pillowcase. Kids' projects, you always take plain white pillowcases and you dye them. But plain white t-shirt is dark on its boa, because whenever you go to like
a napkin or a bandage, all these things.
Well, again, anything that's temporary for sure is going to be mutter, but napkin or bandage is not dark on its boa, so l'chora it's going to be heter gomer. That's what the Orcho Shabbos is pointing out. That even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to rinse off the blood from the beged before you bandage it, because if not, there's a chashashim tzovei adarech lichluch. But according to the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, that we're only choshen tzovei adarech lichluch if it's something that's darko litzboa. So our bandages are not darko litzboa, heter gomer. Right? I think that there's something to rely on. Not bad. Right, doctor? Heter gomer. Again, the Ramah in Darki Moshe also assumes that Soveya Derech Lichluch is Heter Gomer, but doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, I'll call upon him in this type of case. Oh, let's talk about...
What was the
Abnei Nezer
say with
Kisit? The Abnei Nezer agrees with the Alter Rebbe's Svara that if it's not Darko Litzboa, it's Mutter. But in the case that, let's say, the Beged is Darko Litzboa, and then I designate this Beged for something that would not be Darko Litzboa, so then the Avni Nezer, right, would answer. That's the point of machlokas between the Avni Nezer and the, right. Let's talk about a few other issues in Tzaveya very quickly. Is the Malach of Tzaveya only adding color to something that's not colored? What about, let's say if I have something black, and I add more black, Moshe Lamahad Avadom, I want to shine my shoes on Shabbos, is that permitted? No? Is it permitted to shine shoes on Shabbos? Right? So again, there might be an Isser Memareach, right? But even without the Isser Memareach, right, one could question, is there an Isser of Tzaveya? Now the Avni Nezer in the Tshuva, Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, Avni Nezer discusses whether this would be like Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. And he says, right, if I'm adding a new coat to my shoes, so maybe it's totally in the discussion about something that's already in the special kamacho ben jusoy, but you're making it, right, fully cooked, right? So these are all discussions that Avinez. He says, should it be like ksav agave ksav, which we're passing is not a ksav at all? He says, no, right? Ksav agave ksav, the issue is it readable? Over here, maybe the issue is you're adding color. One could argue, and that's a suffix in Avnei Nezer and Simen Kuf Ayin Beis. La halacha, I think most assume that shining shoes is mamish and isur d'oraisa of tzoveya. And the reason for this, I would say, is azoy. Look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, chapter 14. Note, I believe it's 179 in Chelak Gimel. In Chelak Gimel. Chelak Gimel is the footnote, is the notes on the Shmir Shabbos. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that this is a new color. Shiny black is a new color as opposed to dull black. And you should know, we aser nail polish is aser on Shabbos, right? Tzaveya, correct? What about clear nail polish? Right? Is shining shoes with just like the gloss, is that going to be aser? Is it right? Is adding a gloss to something usher? Rav Shlomo Zalman Tainus, that's a new color. Shiny black is a new tzeva. Therefore, you chayiv. Mamish asfarad oraisa, you're going to be chayiv on the shiny blacks. Yeah.
Would that work even if you're not adding more black? You're just
Even if I'm just shining the black, it's going to be...
You just like brush the black.
So even just brushing the black in and it becomes shinier, that's going to be an Isser of Tzoveya. That's what it says here in the, you know, in the Archa Shabbos. The Archa Shabbos writes that creating shine is an Isser. Nail polish, we say, even clear is Usser. Lipstick, even clear lip gloss, right, is mamish Usser on Shabbos because the shine is considered a new color. It is the malacha of Silveya.
Also the dabbing a wound with a red cloth.
Dabbing a wound on the red cloth.
That's worse than...
So red cloth, the Mishnah Berurah assumes is worse. But again, according to the Alter Rebbe Svara, that if it's a cloth that's not darko letzbaya at all, so then one could argue it's going to be mutter. All right, Alter Rebbe comes to the rescue. Oh, let's go weiter. The Achronim say that even though many malachos have davar v'hifucho, but soveya, there's no issa to remove makeup on Shabbos, no? Putting makeup on Shabbos is a machlokes and daf tzadi heis and nisa deiras and nisa derabbanan. We spoke about last time that according to the Rambam and the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Gimel Se'if Chaf Hei, we pass in that putting makeup on Shabbos is an isa derabbanan, right? But removing makeup, heter gomer. There's no isser of removing makeup. The difficulty is, what about removing kechal? Kechal is like mascara. So the Rambam in Perek Chaf Beis paskins that even though most makeup is usser midrabbanan, right, out soveya, but kechal the Rambam says is usser out kosev. If it's usser out kosev midrabbanan, so then one could argue that to remove mascara would be an isser of mochek. This Rambam seems not to be accepted at all. Look in the footnote 85 in the Archo Shabbos. And there's another posek who was machmir on this. The Chaya Adam in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim in Klal Mem. The Chaya Adam says that you're not allowed to remove a stain from your hands on Shabbos because it's going to be moichek. Moichek in the place where it's Yachol Lichtov Bezosios. Wowza. Right? It's moichek. Right, in the place where you could be kosev bezosios, that seems not to be accepted at all. The Mishnah Berurah writes that I didn't quote this Chumrah L'Chaya Adam Ki Hu Zeh because it's just not accepted. Amaisa, we assume that there's no Isser to remove makeup on Shabbos. Ari.
If you're erasing one big letter, if you're able to assume in place, it means that probably it's not necessarily...
Now, I understand this. So the Chaya Adam says that erasing the stain is also going to be usser. Mishalos, what about erasing a stain on my hand? Right? Can I put like lemon juice on my hands to get a stain off my hand on Shabbos? Is that going to be an isser moichek? Right? So it's probably not almanas lichtov. We assume that stains might be a din of tzoveya, but there's no isser of tzoveya. We're not going to treat it like any sort of kosev whatsoever. There is a discussion in the poskim about the toilets sometimes have the disinfectant that changes the water to be blue. The shailas, are you allowed to flush a toilet when you have this situation? The Archa Shabbos says that that would be a malach of tzeveya, and the toilet disinfectant is mukta, and even though you could be make on total mukta letzorech the guf letzorech covered abrius, but nonetheless, he says you should try to remove the toilet disinfectant with your feet to not violate the Isser Muktza. Okay, that's what he tainas. Rav Moshe Brown, in the Tevas Moshe, has a svara that maybe you could be make on the toilet disinfectant, because maybe this is called Soveya She'ena Miskayim. It's Eina Miskayim because it goes right down, right? It's not miskayim as tzeveya. I thought that the Chaya Adam might agree with this. The Chaya Adam writes that if you dip your bread in wine on Shabbos, that's going to be called tzeveya she'eno miskayim, because you'll eat it right away. No? That's in Nishmas Adam Klal Chof Dalet Vais Aleph. Eino miskayim, in the sense of I'll get rid of it, is also considered an eino miskayim for the Chaya Adam. So again, this is totally in what we spoke about briefly before, and that's considered Ein L'Mishkayim or not. What about another svara? Someone told me I am crazy for even entertaining this svara, but maybe you could be mekel on the water because maybe it's soveya ba'eichon. It's water! But you're mafunak! Who cares? It's water! Right? People think I'm crazy for even entertaining this svara, but I don't know. Lamaisa, what do you do in these situations when you have these toilet disinfectants? I think Rav Moshe Brown writes clearly that I'm not saying the svara lahalacha, but I do think that we could work on some svaras to be mekel based on Sevilla She'ena Miskayim and the like. Okay, Chevra, let's go and daven mincha. Thank you for a very good zman. Yashikoach.